In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. First of all, let me start and say what a pleasure it is to be here. For those of you that don't know, I am from St. Thomas Church, and we were without a church building. So I am very glad that St. Luke's has a church building. And even more glad that they are willing to worship and come together. Thank you to Dr. Massenburg, Ray, for giving this pulpit up for this particular day. I appreciate that. It's good for us to be here. For those of you that I don't know, and maybe even those that I do know, I'm going to let you in on a little secret of my childhood. Maybe your childhood was similar. My mother had a way of counting. When she counted this way, I knew something was up. Maybe you're familiar with this. Starts out, one, two, and then sometimes I got 2.5. And I never really knew what happened when she got to 3. Now, I can never remember my mom hitting me, but I knew that may have been a possibility because there was a wooden spoon in the counter that she would just look at sometimes. And I knew that I had to shape up. And my mom loved me. I have no doubt of that. But I got to admit, I was a little afraid, too. And Lent, as we begin here today, Lent, we have a choice to make. We have to ask ourselves, why are we here? Are we here because we're afraid of what happens if God gets to 3 and we're still doing bad things? Or are we out of here because of love? Why do you choose to follow Jesus? Do you choose to follow Jesus out of fear? Out of fear of what could happen? Or do you have or are searching for that deep sense of love? If you're following God out of fear, you're not alone. A lot of people do. And in a sense, I have to confess, I blame the church on this a little bit too. Because we as a church, a lot of us, in my profession, and people higher up than me, have used fear as a tactic. Because after all, fear works. Just ask certain political parties. Fear motivates people. And it gets people in the pews, right? And that's what it's about, right? Getting people in the pews. What if it's not about that? What if it's as much as following Jesus out in the world? What if our actions weren't motivated simply by fear, but a sense of love, that I'm a beloved child of God, and therefore I may act a little bit differently? What if we believed in a thing called grace? And we shifted our minds and our way of thinking. We have a world that tells us, and even related with my parents this way, right? If I'm good, I get rewarded. And the better I am, the more rewards I get. God doesn't work that way. Crazy thing about God is that God loves you no matter what. And our response comes from a reaction to that love, not out of fear, out of love. That's hard. That's much harder. Trust me, y'all, it's much easier to give up chocolate, to give up meat, even bacon. But following God out of love is a type of sacrifice that I believe that Jesus and the prophet Isaiah are talking about. He says, you can give up chocolate, you can fast, you can go without food. But if you're not looking at the structures that cause other people to go without food, then you're not truly fasting. God calls us to go deeper. You can blame the politicians here in Washington for the way things are going. You can blame the president. Or you can look at the structures that got him elected and continues to get other people elected. That's some hard work. Now, I must confess, they say the best sermons you preach are to yourselves as well, so I'm not innocent up here. But if you're, you sometimes like to compare yourself to other people, you sometimes say, well, I may not be as good as that person, but I sure as heck ain't as bad as that person. I had a church one time that went out and they came back and they said, well, people say that we're a pretty good church compared to other churches. But I challenged them and I said, but are we good compared to the church that God wants us to be? Lent is an invitation for us to go deeper. To do the hard work. Not like that self-help literature or anything else. It's not about losing weight or looking good or anything like that. It's about making this nightmare of a world more like the dream that God intends and yearns for. And if you can't see that it's a nightmare now, let's talk after service. Because the reality of it is, I can say with the utmost confidence that it is not God's dream yet. God's dream has yet to be realized, and God needs you and God needs me in order to make that a reality. The only way we're going to get there, truly get there, is to do the hard work that Lent requires. Looking at love, not living out of fear, but living fully into the love, looking at the systems that cause oppression. This Ash Wednesday, I invite you, on behalf of the church, to a holy Lent. A true and holy Lent. We have work to do, sisters and brothers. And as the saying goes, if not now, when? If not us, who? Amen.